This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to do something a little bit different today. I know a lot of you have house plants, and you're learning on how to grow them and keep trying different plants to give you different types of foliage for your home, different types of flowers for your home. And I came across a brand new foliage plant book. It's called House Plants, the complete guide to choosing, growing, and caring for all of your indoor plants. And the author is Lisa Steinkopf. Look through the book, and what I thought was really unique, the book is 275 pages. The first 100 pages of the book tells you everything that you need to know about diseases, insects, the environment in your home, the type of lighting that you have, the heating, on how to prune, how to start new plants. And then the remaining part of the book is about the individual plant. So this is a great book to help answer questions when you have a problem. So I called Lisa, asked her if she would join us this morning. She was thrilled, and so was I to have her. So Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I always like to get people on the radio to help my listeners that are interested in a specific area of gardening. And with this time of the year, there's not much to do outside because of the weather, so we need to take care of our houseplants and maybe even build up our collection to get some new varieties. And I thought that you could do that for us today.
Yes, I'm always looking for new varieties, and much to my husband's dismay, I bring home more. That was my resolution this year. I'm going to just take care of the plants I have and not buy any new ones. And I broke that resolution, like we break all resolutions, you know, in the beginning of January.
Now, how did you get started to write this book? What motivated you to do this gardening book?
You know, I've always wanted to write a book. It was like a lifelong dream. And I actually, the editor, the acquisitions editor, found me on Twitter and asked me if I wanted to write a book. And I'm like, yes, I do. And then it just kind of took off from there.
Now, it's a different type book because a lot of the tropical plant books, they'll have maybe 25, 30 pages about the environment where the plants are growing, the insects, and so forth. And you put 100 pages in there because there is such a variety of environmental factors and insects and diseases, light, and so forth. What prompted you to add this to the book?
Well, I think it's all about having the right plant in the right place. And so you need to know about the place that you're putting your plant. Does it have high light? Does it have low light? Does it have no light? You know, and how can I get around that? I can maybe get some electric lights or add some lights that can help my plant in the spot that I want to put it. Because so often now, People are using plants more for, it's a decoration. It's a part of my, you know, it's a part of my decor. But yet they may be putting the wrong plant definitely in the wrong place. So I wanted them to, I want everyone to be successful. I want you to be happy that you're growing a plant. It's not a lot of, there's more problems if you're growing a plant in the wrong place than there is if you're growing it in the correct place.
Exactly. And the way that it's written, it's something that everybody can understand. A lot of people that write a book will use these $100 words. You've kept it very simple for people to understand. They don't have to read it over and over again. You've got some great pictures of the different insect problems, the different disease problems, and how to handle them. And that's a big plus, because you buy a new plant, you don't know what to expect from it, but in your book, you've spent 100 pages just to tell people, this is what you want to look for, this is how you can solve the problem, and then you go through the fun part with over 200 pages of different types of indoor plants, from shade to sun to cactus to sedum, holiday plants. So there's something for everybody.
I want everyone to be successful, not just to, you know. And I tell people, they say, I get a lot every time I go to a talk. It's, I don't have a green thumb. You don't. No one's born with a green thumb, in my opinion. You may have a, you know, you may lean to that. It depends on your family. My grandma loved plants. My mom loved plants, and so I was around plants, so I learned about them. But everybody, it's all about learning, and anyone can have a green thumb or two green thumbs. You just have to pay attention to your plant, and then it might, you know, listen to what it's telling you. You know, I got yellow leaves. I'm not happy. So let's make me happy. Move me closer to light, or make sure you're watering me correctly. So anybody can have a green thumb.
Now, what are the most prevalent problems with house plants that the average person would run across?
Well, I think once again, finding the right place, the right plant for the place that you want to put your plant. Whereas I'm the person who just brings home whatever plant I have and I find a place for it. I hope I can find a spot to stick it in. But you got to find the right plant. You got to make sure you're watering it correctly. You know, I think that's the biggest killer of plants, is either you love it too much and you overwater it, or you don't love it enough and you underwater it, but that's usually not the case. So too much water, but using a pot that doesn't have a drainage hole. I'm big on a drainage hole in your plant, or your pot. Makes a huge difference. And just getting it in the right light. So it's the right light with the right amount of water.
It does make a difference. I know when I first started working in the greenhouse, I said to my boss, what do you want me to do? And I said, just show me and I'll do it. And he said, well, I'm going to give you the hardest job in this greenhouse. And I went, uh-oh, what am I getting myself into? And he said, the toughest job is watering.
That's
and I said,
correct.
Well, anybody can water. He said, yeah, but you've got to know which ones want a lot, which ones only need a little bit, and there may be some that don't need any at all. So I learned that lesson very, very quickly, and you're right. The toughest job of growing a tropical plant is watering. It's either too much or too little, or, you know, it's something that's explained in your book that will help you to do a better job.
And I tell people, never water on a schedule. I hear that a lot too. I water my plants once a week. Well, you know, they may not need water once a week. You certainly should check it once a week. Stick your finger in there. Look at your plant. Does it need water? But don't just automatically walk over to it and pour water on it, because, you know, the light outside changes. If it's a week of shady days, you know, no sun, they're not going to photosynthesize. They're not going to photosynthesize as much. They're not going to use as much water. So it just goes, they're weather dependent, unless you're growing them under electric light.
Exactly. And seasons will differ also. In the spring and summer, you've got the windows open, so the air is refreshed. This time of the year, you've got the heat on, and the heat's going to dry out the plant even quicker. And with the sunlight, again, that's a major concern. So watering can be the toughest job, and you've done a really good job in your book when you talk about the various tropical plants, how to water, and that means a lot.
Yes, I remember when I was younger and I first got like a cactus or a succulent, and I would think that you would just give it a little bit of water because it's a cactus. It doesn't need a lot of water. But I tell everybody, you water every plant until the water runs through the drain, out the drainage hole in the bottom of the pot. And then you don't, you know, you let it drain. You don't let it stand in water. You dump it after half an hour if there's any left in the saucer. And then you may not water your cactus or succulent again for a month, but you may water your fern next week. So you always water them the same, though. It draws the air through the soil. It makes your roots run deeper because they go all the way to the bottom of the pot where the water is. So I made that mistake myself with, you know, just give it like a thimbleful or, you know, a teaspoonful when I first started watering cactus. But really, every plant wants to be watered thoroughly and then allowed to dry out. Or dry
exactly.
Down.
I can remember my wife saying, Paul has killed more plants than anybody that I know. But I learned from every time that I killed the plants why I did it. So it takes practice, and this book is just wonderful for giving advice to help plants. So we'll talk a little bit right after this message. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Lisa Steinkopf. She has written a wonderful houseplant book, and if you're new with houseplants, or even if you've been doing it for a long time, this is a great book because it covers so many different areas. It's not a book of pictures and say, oh, put this in the sun, feed it every so many weeks, and that's the end of it. It's called Houseplants, the Complete Guide to Choose, to Grow, and to Care for Your Indoor Plants. And one of the things that I really liked about the book is that the ideas that it gives you, it will show you how to take cuttings on how to start new plants by dividing, or starting new plants by a leaf. And it shows you some common problems like the browning of spider plants on the end of the foliage, on bud drop, on hibiscus, and a lot more. Lisa, is there a website where people can get more information about this book and maybe even see some of it?
I have more information on my website, thehouseplantguru.com, I'm blogging on there about plants and things I see around when I'm out looking for plants or I'm in a local conservatory or things like that.
So what is the website again?
www.thehouseplantguru.com.
thehouseplantguru.com. That's fantastic. And where can they purchase your houseplant book?
They can find it on my website, but it takes them to Amazon. So Amazon, they can go to your local Barnes & Noble. I did a signing there yesterday here in Michigan. And you can find it on the Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any of those places online or at the store.
Wonderful. Okay. And it's something that's readily available. And, you know, we may be coming to the end of winter, hopefully getting into spring. but there's information that you can use all year long. Not just the fall and winter when you're inside the house, but what to do with your plants during the spring and summer months, because some of them can go outside while some of them really should stay indoors. So there's a lot of information like that in this really nice looking book with great pictures and a lot of information. Now, if you were a new gardener, what would be a couple of good houseplants for people just starting?
You know, I love the new, well, I like the old one too, but the new aglaonemas, or what we used to call the Chinese evergreen, and they have hybridized them now to have pink polka dots, and there's some orange colors, and they're just amazing, the colors that they've come out with on these new Chinese evergreens, or aglaonema is the botanical name. But a plant I really like to tell people about, if they don't have a lot of sun, they don't have a lot of time, so they don't water a lot, is the ZZ plant. And the botanical name is such that's why they call it just ZZ. So it's like Zamiel Coltis zamifolia. I'm not even sure I'm saying that right. So the ZZ plant, it's very drought tolerant because it has these really big, fleshy rhizome roots. And it's very shiny, very dark green. I don't want to tell you to grow anything in a closet, but it probably could. It could take such low light, it's amazing, and still look good for quite some time. So I love those two plants.
Now, the ZZ plant, is this a plant that's in a hanging basket or a pot on a table?
It's on a pot, on a table, or if you get a really big one, they could be a floor plant. They're a little bit pricey because they don't grow very fast. But they're, you know, now that they're more readily available, they're kind of coming down. They're not too expensive. But it's
okay.
A great plant.
It's a great houseplant. Okay, so write that down, folks. And, you know, when you go to your local greenhouse, if they don't have it, if you can give them a little bit of information, they can probably order it from you, from the people that grow their tropical houseplants. Most of the tropicals that are sold in greenhouses are grown in Florida, California, and any plant that you want, they can get it for you. But look into this ZZ plant. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving us some great ideas on how to work with our houseplants. And we want to thank you for your time and for this beautiful book.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Lisa. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If you're looking for that gardening book, it's well worth a search. It's something that I know you will enjoy, especially if you like houseplants. So check when you go to Barnes & Noble or if you're going to go on Amazon for it. It's something to be worth your time. Okay, Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Barry has been waiting patiently in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Barry, good morning. How can we help you out
Harry.
Today?
Harry with an H.
Harry. Oh, I'm sorry. Harry, good morning.
Hi, good morning. That's fine, Paul. My mother's got a full backyard of summer bamboo. And that stuff grows up to about 8 feet tall and so thick you can't see through it.
Right.
We'd like to kill it permanently. Is there any spray or something that we could put in? I mean, we mow it once a week and it still keeps coming right back up. Is there any spray or anything that we can spray on it when it first starts poking out of the ground to kill it?
Okay. Is it in a bed by itself, or is it in your lawn?
It's in the lawn, all over the lawn.
Wow. And you've been mowing it every single week, and it just keeps coming?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're going to need to get something to get into the root. And I think probably the best product would be Cleanup. Cleanup is made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. It's a non-selective weed killer so that it doesn't discriminate on what's good and what's bad. But you're at a situation where you've got to kill all of those roots that are growing underneath the lawn.
So there's a couple things that I've done in the past, and it works really, really well. Is it a fairly small area, or is it large?
It's pretty large. I mean, I don't know how many square feet it is, but it's a large area.
Okay. Because one of the things that I've done in the past, I had a real problem with a weed, and no matter what I put on it, it just wouldn't go away. I got some heavy black plastic.
Okay.
And I spread the black plastic right on top of the lawn. I put some bricks or cinder blocks along the edges so that the wind wouldn't get up under it and blow it into the neighbor's yard. And I left it covered for a whole year. And a combination of no rain getting through the black plastic, no light getting through the black plastic, it killed everything that was there. And about 2 weeks after I had done it, I was doing a home consultation with some people, and they had, I forget what the weed is right now, but he went down to the dump, and he saw some rolls of old carpet.
Yeah.
And he put the carpet right on top of it, left it there for a year, and he said he kept moving it, and it just blocks all the light, all the water and everything else, and it kills everything. So once you remove it, then you can scratch the surface, put down some fresh grass seed. So if you do it in the spring, by the fall, everything will have died. Then you can reseed in the fall of the year.
Okay. So either the Bonide or the cleanup by Bonide or the black plastic.
The cleanup is from Bonide.
Yeah.
And then black plastic. You want to get heavy duty stuff. You don't want real thin plastic. You want something that's going to be really dark and heavy, so that because the sun will break the plastic down eventually.
Sure.
But get a nice heavy weight, and then put some branches on it, some sticks, so the wind doesn't lift it. I put cinder blocks and bricks on mine, and it worked very, very well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like Bob in Geneva.
Bob from Geneva, New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Did you get lost snow?
About 18 inches of heavy, heavy wet snow. A lot of tree damage, limbs down, bushes that were upright are now laying on the ground with heavy snow on them. It's kind of a mess.
I guess. So how can we help you today?
Well, entirely different season. I have assorted nut trees. I have filiberts, hazelnuts, and almonds. And 2 years ago, we had the drought all summer, and I got the watering bags for trees that you put around, put 15 gallons of water in, and I kept them watered all season long. And they formed nuts, but they were small, so I wrote that off as a bad year. And then last year, it was kind of the opposite. We got rain at individual times, and beautiful nutshells and everything, and the nuts are real small, and the shells are so thick that they're hard to crack. And I'm wondering, what is it, a mineral that I'm missing, or what's making the shells super thick?
Yeah, it sounds to me that there is something missing in your soil. What I would do is call your county extension service. And they will have people that can help you out with that. The other thing that you could do, I'm leaving on Tuesday to take a group of listeners to Iceland. But if you get a chance, send me an email and just say that you called today and you're having a problem with your nut trees. And when I get back from Iceland the following week, I will do some research and get some information out to you.
Any book recommendations or anything like that that you're aware of, that how to grow fruit trees and things?
I have a gardening book. It's Fruit, Nuts, and Berries. And it's written by, I can't think of what her name is. It's written by a woman who grew up in a family orchard. And she spends every day of the week working on apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherries. They also have a pick-your-own raspberry, blueberry, and strawberry farm. And I found the book to be very, very good. I can't think of the name right now. But if you send me that email, and the email is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, one word, .com.
Mm-hmm.
So pparent at roadrunner.com. Send me a note, and I'll dig out the book after the program, and we'll send you the name of it back.
I have one quick question, if I can. Is it too early to put dormant oil spray on raspberries?
I would wait until the snow is gone.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they are talking the possibility of another storm on Wednesday.
It's one of them years.
I know. You just when you think it's all over, bam.
It's hard to be a gardener.
It really is. You know, they say gardening is easy. You can grow anything. It's not that easy. It can be very, very frustrating. But, you know, when you get to pick your first flower, when you get to pick your first tomato or eat your first radish, all of the problems that you had just disappear, and it's worth all the effort.
That's for sure. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Bob. And you send me that email, and I'll find you the name of that book. It's an excellent book on all types of fruit and nut trees.
Great. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too now. Bye-bye. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we'll try and work with you and help you out. Also, those of you that get my newsletter, last week in the newsletter, I put out three different lists of vegetables to start indoors, to direct seed in the garden, to transplant to the garden, and so forth. Some of those plants need to be started fairly quick. So go to the website, which is paulparent.com. Click on Newsletter Archive, and then you'll see the dates. Click on Last Sunday's Date, and it will tell you when to start, like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, celery, tomatoes, and that way you can get your seed ready. Now, if you're going to be starting your own seed, you want to use a special seed starter soil. One that's going to be very light, very airy, can retain moisture, but it won't cake. And it's been sterilized so that you don't have to worry about having a potential disease. Espoma has produced a seed starter soil just like that, but unlike everybody else, they have added microtone, which is a collection of beneficial mycorrhizae and beneficial bacteria to the seed starter soil, which will mean more seeds will germinate, less of a chance of diseases, and then uniform growth. But go to the website, click on newsletter archive, and then you can print out when you start everything. But then get a good seed starter soil, a sterilized flat or tray or pot that you're going to start them in. But you need to get moving if, you know, it is early March. And there are vegetables that we need to start during the month of March. So check it out. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Oh, sorry about that. It's Joan over in Massachusetts. Gotta warn y'all, we've got 30 seconds.
Okay, Joan, why don't you hold on, and after the break, we'll go right to you and help you with your gardening question, okay? So you just hold on. We'll come right back, and we'll go directly to your question. And if you need some help, we do have a couple open lines. You give us a call at 855-660-4261. The other thing, if you're just joining us, don't forget about the free lawn soil test. You just go to naturalalternative.com, or you can give them a call at 888-546-5941, and they'll send you a free soil test kit. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines, and we're going to talk with Joan this morning. Good morning, Joan. How can we help you out?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have some clematis vines. Now, two of them, I know what they are. The other two, I don't know. I have a Bella Joaquin and a Grandpa Art.
Okay.
And the other two, I don't know. Now, I do know you have to cut them back at certain times of the year, depending on what variety you have.
Right.
And I just don't know when to cut them. I have nothing but some spindly vines and hardly nothing on them.
Okay. What I would do, Joan, is I would feed them. I would get a good slow-release fertilizer like Garden Tone. It's all organic, and it has the beneficial microbes. And I would put a couple of handfuls around each plant about a foot away from the center of your plant. The other thing that really helps clematis to grow is lime. And you could put 3, 4, 5 handfuls of lime around that clematis, and you're going to see an incredible transformation. If the soil is acidic, clematis just kind of sits there. It doesn't really take off. But if you can lime it spring and fall, you're going to see a big difference in the growth habit and the increase of flowers. So get some lime And you can go to a nursery and you can buy a 5-pound bag. You don't need to buy a 50. And I would put maybe a pound around each plant of your clematis now, and then do the same thing in the fall. And then what you can do is this. When the two clematis that you don't know their name, when they come into bloom this summer, take a picture of it and send it to me, and then I'll do the research and find out what their names are.
Okay. Now, how about the two? How about cutting them back, though? Should I try to cut them this spring?
I would definitely prune them back some to try and encourage some more growth from the base of the plant. But I think if you can feed them with the garden tone and then put some lime around them, that's going to stimulate a lot of new growth, and that should help the plant to really take off. So definitely prune them back. And you can take as much as 30 to 50% of the plant off.
Okay. Now, it's pretty, the vines are pretty long. They're probably 6 feet long.
Okay, so if you took off a couple of feet, that would help to stimulate some new growth, and the flowers come on the new growth. So walk up to the plant, take your pruners, and say, hey, I'm doing this for your own good, and give it a haircut, feed it, lime it, and it will come right back for you.
All right, now what about my Bella Joaquin and my Grandpa Art?
I would
cut them back to like 2 feet.
I would cut them back because you want to get the new growth from the plant, and at the same time you can clean out any of the shoots that did not survive last year and get all that dead growth out, and now you're going to start with all healthy new growth.
Now, should I do that now?
I'd wait until April. Right now the weather is still unstable. And who knows what's going to happen. I mean, we were lucky that we only had wind and rain. If the storm that hit New England this past week had been all snow, they were predicting up to 3 feet of snow. So we were lucky. We talked with CN from Pennsylvania. She had 14. We talked to a man from upstate New York, and he had 18 inches of snow. So wait until April, then feed them, lime them, and cut them back.
Great. I thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Joan. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Nathan, let's see if we can get one more caller in. No, I guess we're not going to be able to. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining us this morning. I want to thank Nathan for taking care of the program and getting you on the air. I hope you have a great week, but start thinking about starting your new seedlings. Start thinking about liming the lawn if you can. Have a great week.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.